Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash and Maddie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, oral care giant HiSmile has been caught using misleading videos and social media posts and advertisements. These include improperly disclosed AI videos, as well as non-dentist staff pretending otherwise to spruik their products. President of the Australian Dental Association, or the ADA, spoke on the situation, saying, quote, "It's really banking on the trust that's been built up in the profession by years and years of education, and trying to claim some of that when there's no basis for that claim. There are multiple examples in the past of HiSmile getting caught advertising unethically, including a $138,000 fine from the ACCC that was paid this past June."
The Queensland government is set to make approximately $2.7 billion from land tax in the 2025 to 2026 financial year. Following new figures in the budget release, the government's annual revenue from the tax is forecasted to grow by around 80% over the next 4 years. Individuals are required to pay the tax if their land exceeds a threshold of $600,000. However, this has raised debates as the threshold has remained unchanged since 2007, almost two decades ago. Chief Executive of Real Estate Institute of Queensland, Antonia Mercarella, is pushing for a review of this threshold, stating, quote, "I think we all know that property prices have risen very significantly over that two decades now."
In national news, a regional Victorian mother has spoken on her traumatic experience at Bendigo Health following a 7-hour wait for stitches after her 20-month-old daughter split her head open on a fireplace. She does not blame the staff, saying they were supportive the whole time. However, she did also say, quote, "The fact that it took me all parading out there covered in my daughter's blood demanding help is not okay." The hospital staff were put on standby for a code yellow earlier this week, which is typically declared when they face an internal emergency or their normal systems are under too much pressure.
125 kilometres north of Perth, the town of Lancelin is battling the extreme erosion on its northern beach. Residents of the community have been led to begin an online fundraiser aiming to raise $150,000 for a new emergency seawall due to the lack of government support. Western Australia's Nationals leader, Shane Love, has stated, quote, "We could see a large amount of public and private infrastructure being lost if the government doesn't get behind the Lancelin community and take some urgent action." Within only 2 weeks, nearly $90,000 has been raised in attempts to save the seaside town.
In international news, the former New York headquarters of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer was being converted into luxury apartments when significant structural damage was uncovered. Evacuations and road closures have been ordered and emergency workers have been sent to assess the building floor by floor to ensure it gets reinforced safely. Officials have reported that they found two buckled columns as well as multiple cracks and sagging floors. Mem Amdani spoke on the situation, saying, quote, "Our top priority right now is the safety of those who live in this area and the safety of those who work in this area."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.